Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening, as always, and we're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We are also having this call is live from Redmond, Washington. And I'm so glad that I've got all of you online tonight because we're going to have a really special guest, Madra Gail Little. And I'll talk about her more in a minute. But to begin with, I want to tell you about our show. Anyone can access this internet show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. If you're not online or have someone that would like to get on, all they have to do is call 347-838-9142. And if you have a question, you have to call 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in. We have quite a few shows on the network. Monday, of course, my show, that's at 6:30 Central Standard Time. These are all Central Standard Time. And then Keith Blanchard's show. And he's moved his date. I have to get that straightened out. And I'll get that for next week. The I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And that's with Anamika. And the Night Search show is at 9:30 on Tuesday. And that's with Eddie Middleton from Memphis. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. And that's Central Standard Time again. That's with Reverend McMillan. And he is out of Little Rock, Arkansas. The Laws of Material Wealth, the Personal Development Program, is live at 8:30 every Wednesday. And that is hosted by James Renfrew Powell. The Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30, and that's with Daryl Clark on Thursday. And Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. That's with Rhonda Harrison. Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. Then Saturday, Soul Town, Sound of Music, with Reginald Jenkins. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again. So you've got plenty of things to listen to all week long. So it'll all get worked out. Hope you get online. Hope you listen to the great people that we have that we're interviewing on these shows. But tonight I want to tell you about the person that I have, and that she's just a great lady, and she's been on my show before. Madra Gail Little is a shaman intuitive, and she has a business in Memphis, Tennessee. She is a shaman and facilitator of crystal skulls that she works with for transition and transformation. The focus and intent of her work is to restore balance, facilitating healing at every level. That's mind, body, spirit. Madra currently serves in various capacities for those seeking guidance during their journey of self-discovery. She's got a lot of things in her medicine bag to share with people. She uses sound therapy, hypnosis, crystals, and color that serve as tremendous tools in changing lives and raising vibration and facilitating spiritual evolution and soul integration. So you know you want to talk to her. She also has time and workshops, meditations, and she is one busy lady. But we're really excited to have Madra on the show tonight. Let me bring her in here. Good evening.
Good evening, Pam.
Well, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes. After a busy weekend with lots of sound and all, which is my passion, it's off to a good start this week.
Well, good. Well, so is the weather got better there for you all?
Absolutely. We have rain today, but it's not snow and it's not ice and it's not freezing, so we're good.
Weather's great here, too. Well, Madra,
yeah.
You know, I love having you on the show. I know you've got a ton of new things that you want to share with us. I also want everyone to know how they can reach you and, like, get, you know, I love your energy update, a letter that you send out. I read it every time. I think it's so easy. Would you tell people how they can get in touch with you so they can get that, too, if they want to?
Okay. My email address is motherwind, one word, 14, the number 14, at gmail.com. And if you want to get in touch with me that way and want your name added to the email list, I'll be glad to add you to it, and you'll be getting the energy updates that I send out on a weekly basis that just sort of kind of tell everybody what's going on, how people are reacting to the energies that are coming in, you know, what energies are coming in, what we can expect. Just kind of lets everyone know we're all in the same boat. We're not crazy. You know, we're all experiencing very much the very same thing in our own way, in our own world. My telephone number is 901-827-0023. And then my website is www.cranialvisions.com.
Okay. I like that name. Now, do you still work out of Irwin Hypnosis Center?
Yes, I do. Richard Irvin, Richard and Martha Irvin are my colleagues, and so my private office is out of the Irvin Hypnosis Center. And that address is 2865 Summer Oaks Drive, Suite 100, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38134.
Okay. Well, I would like to know if you did have something that you did want to talk with us about this evening, something. I guess everything I'm getting is this ascension, but I'm thinking of the on the 22nd, the 21st, that we're going into a lunar eclipse. And and that's going to bring a lot of strange energy. Or maybe it'll be great for us all.
Well, you know, I'm feeling that it will be. I know there's a lot of, as always, there's a lot of mixed energies out there, a lot of mixed media out there about the energies coming in with the week starting the 15th being the most, you know, like the astrologers are saying that the most powerful energetic week of the year, March being the most energetic week of the year, and 2015 being a year of enlightenment. So there is much, much being facilitated for us as we move into the week beginning the 15th through the super new moon, the total solar eclipse, and the equinox energies on the 20th, well, the 20th through the 22nd that weekend. So it is very powerful energies coming in. And we're going through a tremendous cleansing right now, and I already had made that statement about all of the snow and ice that we've had here in Memphis that literally has, of course, you and I both know it really doesn't take a lot to shut Memphis down, but we have had, you know, several weeks of 3 to 6 inches of snow and ice that has really completely shut the place down. The schools have been out for almost 2 weeks in the last couple of weeks, and so there's been a lot of cleansing on many different levels taking place, and that's the way I see, you know, when we go through periods like this of a lot of snow, a lot of rain, you know, I personally feel like that's the universe's way of providing clearing and cleansing and purification for us on an atmospheric level and for us as well, because it does, you know, clear the energy all around us. So I do feel like we're being prepared through this clearing and cleansing for these energies that are coming in. So I, you know, one of the things that I teach and share often is, you know, one of the main ways to move through the energies that we're experiencing is by keeping your vibration up, you know, raising your vibration. And there's many different ways to do that. My passion is sound. I do so many different things, but I love sound. I love all kinds of music. And so anything with sound is, you know, I love to make music or make sound. And so we do sound meditations every single week. Sometimes I'm doing them for large groups a couple of times a week, and now I'm doing private small groups about 3 times a week in addition to the other meditations that we hold out of the center. So this is one thing that helps people to raise their vibration, that they really don't have to do anything but just come in, sit down, and just be in the moment for a whole hour. And it's a sound bath with crystal bowls and gongs and what I call cosmic chimes and several other different kind of chimes and you know, rain sticks and didgeridoos and different sound tools that help them to completely relax, to let go, to just surrender into the energies, and it raises their vibration while they're doing that. So they walk away feeling energized and feeling more clear than they had when they came in, and de-stressed and, you know, ready to take on the week that's coming in for them and the energies that are coming in. So the more that we can all participate in sound meditations, you know, that kind of nurturing of our body, mind, and spirit, the easier moving through these energies become for us all.
Well, I wish we all had your crystal bowls up here. Well, that's wonderful. And I do know that it is amazing what that can do for you. And
yeah.
And I'm so excited. People are really, you know, checking it out and getting in there. And if we don't have the crystal bowls, what else can we use to revive us?
You know, your own voice is an excellent tool. It's something that you have with you all the time. You don't have to be able to carry a tune. And so, you know, if you just hum, literally just hum to yourself, or sing to yourself, that is also a means of raising your vibration. Laughter is a means of raising your vibration. And certain musics are a means of raising your vibration. Those musics, and the way to determine that is that music that makes you feel good, that makes you feel good in the heart level, that makes you feel positive at a mind level, that music is good for raising your vibration. So basically anything that really makes you feel good, body, mind, and spirit, you know, any kind of sound. You can buy the CDs. You've got YouTube out there now that you can go in and listen to crystal bowls, and you can listen to the Himalayan bowls or the metal bowls, Tibetan bowls. You can listen to the gongs. You can listen to the brainwave YouTube videos that are really good as well, because what they help you do, what you're looking for is something to shut down the mind chatter. And a lot of people have trouble getting to that silent place. I did, you know, for years, I had to retrain my brain because I'm a Leo and I'm always in my head. Not as much so much now as I was back when I was in the corporate world, but I started training myself with brainwave CDs to shut my brain down so I could get to that place of silence, so I could hear my guidance when it was coming in to connect with me, and so that I could be clear about what I was hearing and what was coming in. So there's so many things to be gained from raising your vibration, being able to get into that place of silence. And so the YouTube videos are great for that. Buying CDs and having them where you can listen to them in your own sacred space is excellent for that. Just some way that you make time for yourself each and every day to unplug, to get away from the cell phone, to get away from the TV, to get away from everybody and everything else, just for a few minutes for yourself to just, you know, surrender, release, and allow.
Well, that's it. And I don't know why we think we have to do other things just to, you know, to really get into a higher vibration.
Right, yeah.
I would think getting grounded, and that sounds very grounding, gets
yeah.
us there too.
Yeah, and getting in nature is a good way. You know, now the weather's going to start letting up, and we'll be able to get out in nature a little bit more. But being outside in nature is an excellent way of raising your vibration too, connecting with the trees and the nature spirits. And, you know, your animal companions is a good way of, you know, raising your vibration. Again, because you know, when you're spending time with your animal companions, you're forcing yourself, or you're making time for yourself to sit down and unplug and just be silent or still for a few moments.
Well, I noticed you have some cute animals on your Facebook that I, you know, have looked at that you share. And I'm into animals too. Well, Margaret, now, do you have anything special that you're going to be doing soon that you're going to be offering in Memphis, any classes or anything that you want to share?
We have a special lady coming in from the Ozark Research Institute on the weekend of March 27th, which is in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I guess. And she's going to be coming in doing a Friday night workshop that is about, her name is Bonnie O'Boyle, And she's going to be doing a Friday night workshop, which is called Inner Child Play Date, and it's about raising your vibration through connecting with your inner child. So that's going to be a lot of fun for people who just want to come and participate. It's literally going to be a play date where we laugh, we sing, we really interconnect with each other, because many people think, and what I see is many people take life so seriously, they don't take time out to find that joy. And life is intended to be joy-filled. You know, it is intended for you to laugh, to sing, and to dance, you know. And when people don't have time for that, they're sort of kind of missing something. You know, they're more or less just existing as opposed to really participating in it and finding the wonder and the joy in the journey. And then on Sunday, the 29th, she's going to be doing a connecting with or seeing energies and auras workshop that afternoon. So we're excited to have her first time to Urban Hypnosis Center, and we look forward to seeing her and connecting with the Ozark Research Institute in that manner. So we have that coming up this month, and then we're working on some new workshops in April and May. But the meditations that we have are a weekly ongoing thing, and they seem to be the bomb right now for everyone. So we have every Saturday night we have a sound meditation. Every other Friday night we have a sound meditation. And then I throw in a few workshops on raising your vibration, you know, when there's a time that permits it, you know, usually several times a year, but we have several different guests that come in throughout the year. So anyway, to check on any of our events, you can actually go to www.sacredgathering-heart.com. That's our events website. So you can actually check out the many different things that we have going on a regular basis, and then as we add to that calendar as well.
Well, that sounds great. I can tell from when we first started talking how Urban Hypnosis Center is really growing.
And yes, it is.
Expanding and everything. That's awesome, because Memphis is still a small town city, so they need, you know, a lot of good things there for people to know about, and that's what this show is to let everyone know about what you're doing and what you all are up to. Well, that sounds good. Do you have anything else you want to share? I've got someone online that I can bring in that I have a question. Would you like for me to do that?
Sure, that's fine. Sounds great.
Okay, let's see. Hello.
Hi, Pam. Hello to your guest. This is Ivatar.
Ivatar from Colorado. Hi. How are you this evening?
Hi. I'm doing good, but I don't know what questions to ask your guest tonight.
Well, she can answer just about anything if you have a question about healing or relationships.
Okay. Let's see. I recently made a decision. The place that I'm living in, I recently made a decision. I had wanted to move from this place, but I recently made a decision to not to move right now. And I really felt like I was being pushed to actually make a decision to move because of some other interference and the energy around here on some level from neighbors was throwing my energy off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I was being pressured into doing something that I really didn't, you know, consciously want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I made the decision. I haven't actually gone through with extending the lease, but I want to see what you may be picking up about that.
Well, what I'm picking up is that if you're on the precipice of going through a transformation or a change personally yourself. Okay, so anytime we are made to feel uncomfortable in our current circumstances, current surroundings, that's the universe's way of kind of pushing us, to get out of our comfort zone so we can grow. A lot of times we become fixed in what we're doing or comfortable, so to speak. And so the universe is going to do what it can, and it'll utilize whoever and whatever it can to make us uncomfortable in that moment. So I get that where you are, that you are holding the energy in that particular area. When I say holding the energy, your vibration is kind of helping to, is in a cohesive manner in that area. And so there is some, there's some, if you will, stirring of the pot in that area right now. And so your decision to stay there at this time is the right decision at this moment, but I do see a move coming in for you. So that making the decision right now is because the energies are still kind of up in the air for you. So it's best if you right now, even with some things the way they are around you, if you stay put for just a little bit longer, you're going to know when the time is absolutely perfect. It is about some change that's coming in for you, some transformation that's coming in for you. And that's the reason you're feeling the energies around you so intensely. Because it's kind of like, you know, squeezing you to that point where you cry uncle, or you say, oh, okay, I realize I'm supposed to make a move here. And that's where you are at this time. So, but staying where you are, staying put right now in the moment is the right thing for the moment. But I do see a move coming in for you. So when you're making, when you're renewing that lease, if there's a way to renew it for like 6 months at a time, that would be the better thing to do at this time.
Yeah, that's what I told her this morning about 6 months, I said, I told her. So you see, do you see a time frame?
I'm going to say within the next year. That's the reason I say within the next year. This year itself, and it could be before the end of the year even, because this year itself has got, I feel, so much change coming in for you is the reason you feel a lot of the discomfort in, you know, the chaotic energies around you. So that's the reason I say 6 months at a time, because it could very well happen before the end of the year.
Yeah. And I'm glad I made the decision, even though I'm uncomfortable, you know, on some level. And on other levels, I mean, the land, I'm really connected to the land and the trees around here. And it's very, it really complements who I am as a spiritual being. But a lot of the discomfort is coming from other types of, you know, energies that's not so friendly.
I understand. Yeah. But you made the right move for yourself right now, because there is still some work there that you're doing with that land. You know, energetically, we're always placed geographically where we're supposed to be in any given moment, if we listen to our guidance, you know. And so you're still exactly where you're supposed to be to facilitate this change that's coming in for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Makes me
you're
feel
so
really
welcome.
Good.
Awesome. Very well. Thank you.
Well, that is wonderful. And I love that you shared that with her. I do think that, I really think everyone I talk to is going through something. And, you know, to different degrees of it. It can be very intense or it can be just a little bit. But I think that it is, a lot of it is, we've all got things that we're dealing with. And, again, I think it's the energies that are on the planet now, and that all the light, we're getting into our light bodies.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that it's just a time that people need. You know what I feel more than anything is about relationships and having you know, that's the whole thing is just our relationships. And do you have anything specific that you would like to share? Regarding relationships, I always ask that.
At this time, you know, we're being really guided to love ourselves and to strengthen that particular relationship, the one with self, because we are self-sustaining, self-sufficient beings. We don't need anyone else. But wanting other people in our lives to share our lives with us is a whole other story. But it's when we can get in that place where we're totally 100% comfortable with ourselves and good with being in silence with ourselves and being alone with ourselves, that we have reached that mastery level of self-love. And once you reach that level, once you get to that point, you become aligned, more aligned with the perfect people that you're supposed to have in your lives as far as sharing your life with you. So because you're honoring yourself, once you get into that place of self-love, honoring yourself, honoring your own journey, honoring, you know, everything that you're doing in the physical, you begin honoring and you begin understanding that, you know, this is part of my journey. This is part of who I am. This is what's creating who I am to become. And so once you get to that place where you love yourself, and I do believe that's what these times are all about, you know, and our partners many times mirror that part of ourselves that we are supposed to be working on. So once we get to that place that we can really love ourselves and love being alone with ourselves, you know, realizing that we are our best partner, we are our best company, then what we see is those people that are 100% in alignment with us, with our energies, with our vibration, are they're already there. You know, they all of a sudden come into view for us, and we can be more fulfilled in our relationships. And so right now what people are finding is in their relationships, whatever is not working for them, whatever is old school or old belief or an old way of being, it's creating change for both partners in the relationships or even in professional relationships, you know, that's being created right now because we're being asked to look at things from a heart consciousness. All of our relationships from a heart consciousness and, you know, loving people where they are without judgment. And, you know, that does take a little bit of effort sometimes, you know, especially when we are in an intense period of change like many are right now. So they're looking at their relationships. Is this the right thing for me? And what you have to look at does it make you feel good or does it make you feel bad? You know, does it make you feel like you're less than human or does it make you feel like you're less than worthy? You know, so many people are being faced with that on many different levels at this time, not just personally and in their intimate relationships, but professionally.
Oh, I loved everything you shared. Absolutely. That was great because I agree with that, and I do know that it's about feeling content within yourself, that you're happy, mm-hmm. Whether you have someone in your life or not. That is the most wonderful place to be.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we have another lady called in.
Okay.
Her name's Kate, and she's from Florida. Let's see what she has
awesome.
To say.
Awesome.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
How are you this evening?
I am just glowing. How are you?
I'm divine.
I am so glad to hear that.
So what can we do for you this evening?
I tuned in just at the time that you were doing the previous reading.
Yes.
And it resonated with me perfectly.
Awesome. That's been good to see for you.
To me all the time. The reading before or the reading right after will just absolutely be... It just rings so true.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, while you were after the reading, when you were speaking of it's all about the self and self-love,
mm-hmm.
there's another category on Blog Talk, and I was just closing my eyes listening to what you were saying. I opened my eyes, and the icon was right on self.
Well, I'm a firm believer in synchronicity. You know, there are no accidents. There's no coincidence. So that synchronicity thing, everything is synchronicity. If we look at it, and you're always in the perfect place at the perfect time, having the perfect experience with the perfect people, always and always. So, you know, and that's validation and confirmation. And when our eyes are open and we're aware to that, the universe is giving us signs all the time. You know, you're on the right track. You know, they're talking to you. You know, this includes you. So that I love the synchronicity thing. Very big on that.
Well, again, my move feels like it's imminent. So mm-hmm. anything that you can do, be able to just expand on that or whatever confirmation or information that you have. I am open to listening.
Are you you say your move is imminent, so you already feel that it's in the making, right?
It's absolutely in the making.
And
it does feel as though I kept asking myself, why am I here? Why am I here? And clearly it was you came to hold the energy.
Absolutely. And you know, we're always guided. You know, there are people who I've never not lived in this area. I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, but I've never not lived in the Memphis, Tennessee area. You know, I've always lived within probably 30 miles or so of Memphis, Tennessee. I've traveled some, but not extensively. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I understand now that I'm one of the ones holding the space in this area for the New Madrid fault line. So I'm good with that. And so I see people come and go all the time. There are certain people that travel the planet a lot more, and those people are, what they're doing is they're anchoring in other energies. So it's like somebody that moves down here from, say, Seattle, Washington, and which is tremendous culture shock moving from there into Memphis, Tennessee,
sure.
believe me. And they feel...
I've lived in both places.
And they feel like they're, you know, very confused and very lost, and the universe is utilizing them to connect in the energies. It's so, mm-hmm. you know, you're one of those that each place that you are relocated to, you are serving the energy of that geographical area. And
that
so the universe is telling you at this time, one, not to limit yourself, but you can absolutely follow your heart. It is a calling that does go with our soul and our heart. So if it's a place that, you know, if you're, for instance, if you had a job and you're being transferred to that job, if you are not feeling that particular city or moving to that, there's a reason that you're being called there for the time being. And just know that it's a temporary thing. You know, as long as you feel like it's not a match, it's the universe's way of saying, okay, but this is not permanent. This is just a temporary thing, but your energy is needed in that place at this time. It's up to you to be aware enough and awake enough to connect in with those energies when it is time for those changes. But, yes, you're absolutely, again, just like the lady before, getting ready for a move that's coming in. And, again, I feel that it could be before the end of the next year is up.
This feels even more imminent.
Yes, it absolutely does. And your work, and I get that you're on your spiritual path, but that your work is changing to a certain degree, and so you're being called to connect with, I'm feeling, with other people in a new area, and there's some work that you're going to be joining with some people to do in an area, such as, I don't know, working out of some sort of a center, or working with certain spiritual people on a spiritual project, or something that's coming forward that's being created, being birthed, that, you know, the actual layout or the matrix of it is already underway. So the opportunity that's going to come forward for you is going to feel very good. It's going to give you an opportunity to utilize your own creative senses in a different way, a bigger way, kind of getting the those creative juices really flowing for you. Does that make sense to you at this time?
It does.
So just know that the universe is, you know, my guidance has said to me, each time an opportunity presents itself to you, and many times when an opportunity presents itself to us, and I've had that until I came to the understanding of exactly what my guidance was showing me and telling me. But, you know, many times when an opportunity is presented to us, we'll get into that place where we can either be really excited about it and want to jump right into it, or we can be in that place where we think we're not ready, we don't have the skills for it, we don't have the know-how for it, where, you know, there's something there that's not quite ready. But the universe says that when an opportunity is presented to you, that you already have everything you need to meet that opportunity
right.
head on.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would keep you from doing that would be if you were not quite ready in your, and it's usually our mind that is setting us up in that place, not your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listen to your heart, you realize that you may not have everything that you think that the project or the opportunity requires, but once you accept it, you'll see things unfold in a way that you realize, wow, why did I wait so long? I've got, you know, I've had this all along. I could have done this years ago.
That's so funny because I have, I've never had a bumper sticker, and I don't have it on my car. I have it in it.
Uh-huh.
And I was moved to pick up a bumper sticker the other day that was a little wand that said, "You've had the power all along, dear."
There you go. See? Yeah. So, you know, so you're being, you know, what you're going to see coming in for yourself is an unfolding, and it has to do with the work that you've already done for yourself, that you've already put out there, the intentions. You're ready for this. You're ready to take things to a new level for yourself. And it is going to require a move and a change for you, but you're already ready for it at a soul level. So it's
right.
Just a matter of acknowledging that to your guidance and just waiting for the path to reveal itself to you.
Right. Yeah, I keep getting it's very close. Just be patient. Wait. It's almost
absolutely.
Almost time.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you were talking again with the previous caller, I just had a sense of going through the birth canal.
Mm-hmm.
And just the head has already gone into the vaginal canal.
Right.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is. Yeah, because, you know, when we're creating something, when we're birthing something like that, and especially when we're recreating ourselves and birthing, you know, going through that rebirthing of ourselves, then, you know, there's that aspect of us, I feel, that remembers what it was like to be that that baby in the womb when you were completely 100%. When you were completely 100% safe and you had everything you needed because you were receiving it from mother as you were totally plugged into her. And so you're at that precipice and you're about to come into a whole new world. And so, you know, you can imagine as a soul, there's a sense of excitement, but there's also a sense of real apprehension there because it's
sure.
Like, wow, you know, it's like going, it is going into another world. And then you're birthed into the physical world in that manner. You're slapped on the bottom to scream,
right,
and all
right.
of a sudden, you know, you have this, in one essence, a rude awakening, you know, and
you're
very naked and vulnerable, you know. So you have so many different mixed feelings, and especially as adults, I believe all of that comes back to us when we're going through a period of recreating and rebirthing ourselves. And that's where you are right now.
So yeah.
there most definitely probably is that excitement, and at the same time that real apprehension there that says, am I doing the right thing? So, you know, one of the main things to remember is when those questions start coming in, you know, go into that prayer or that meditative mode, get out of your head and get into your heart.
Right. Now, on a very physical, material level, do you have any sense of a geographic space? I think there's travel involved in that. Is there sort of a home base that you pick up?
And I'm actually picking up, and I'm not sure if it's a place that you're going to be traveling to or actually based out of, but Asheville, North Carolina? Is that even a consideration?
Yes. Near there, Charlotte.
Okay, because it does feel like there's work in that area. So whether that's a home base or somewhere that you're going to be traveling to frequently,
mm-hmm.
I do see you in that area.
Interesting. Well, this is so, so helpful, and it just, you know, again, more information, confirmation. And just the peace of letting it flow. Oh, and I just got. Just, you know, relax in terms of this birthing thing, and it's all unfolding.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we try too hard to seek information, to seek definite, I'm going to say definite information and dates, because, you know, the universe and spirit, they really don't have a timeline. We're the ones here on this linear timeline. And so I've had things happen 26 years ago that are just now completely unfolding to the point where I completely 100% understand them.
Wow.
And I think, wow, did we really have to wait that long?
I know.
But it's okay. I do realize as I have progressed along, that the universe absolutely knows what it's doing.
Sure.
And I have faith in that, 100% faith in that. So there is an unfolding that's taking place. And if we can just relax into that, it's going to be a wonderful year and a wonderful ride as we move through these next, 7 or 8 months as we go forward.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely lovely.
Well, thank you so much. It's awesome to connect with you. You have a blessed journey, and I wish you well.
You too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, that was wonderful what Chad did, because it is so scary to move, and, I mean, it's right up there with getting married and getting a divorce.
It absolutely is.
We have 18 minutes left, but we have one more person online. Let me just bring her in, and you can talk to her, and then we'll finish up after that. So I want everyone to get in this week.
Sounds perfect.
This is Mindy from New York. Hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello. Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Awesome.
Great. How's everyone doing there?
Doing very well, thank you.
You know, I think I don't want to lead you. I just want to see if you can pick up, because I can give you a subject matter, but I could have 20 subjects. So I'd rather just see what you pick up on, if that's okay.
That's good. That's good. You are, as a lot of people are right now, faced with some decisions, making some choices for yourself and going forward on your journey. You are feeling a little bit uncomfortable with you know, what I'm actually picking up is kind of like things are closing in on you, maybe, in a way that you feel it, that it's, again, like I was talking to before, kind of like a squeezing, like you're really being pushed out of your comfort zone. And
mm-hmm.
So the universe is saying, you know, whenever they're doing that, because they're very patient with us, but whenever they do that, the time is at hand. You know, so the
mm-hmm.
more uncomfortable we get, the more it's closer to the time for that change. And I've just been there and done that, so I absolutely know how it feels. Because I was in the corporate world for 30 years, and
mm-hmm.
when the crystal skulls came into my life, it was within 8 months. You know, I received a message that I would be losing my corporate job, and I was like, are you kidding me? Really? Because this is my way of making a living here. And so within 8 months, you know, I was laid off from my corporate job, and I began doing what I felt like at the time was my life's purpose. And since then, you know, in the last 13 years, it's really just bloomed and blossomed and unfolded in a way that I could not possibly have imagined. But I'm going to tell you that, you know, the day that my boss told me that they were downsizing, they were restructuring, and he was going to have to lay me off, I was bumfuzzled, and I was excited, but I was traumatized, because, you know, here my whole world was about to change, and I had a family, and so. And I had been, you know, like I said, I've been at the same job for almost 28 years with the same people for 28 years. And so to be told that and to have things change, I was scared to death in that moment, honestly.
Yes.
And yet at the same time, as the more I realized it, I realized it was everything I had been praying for. And so I do pick up a sense of that same energy around you right now,
mm-hmm.
that it's that
You're right.
level of change for you.
Rather uh-huh. than it be done, I'll do it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it's still big, and it's still scary.
Yeah.
And if anything, I'm impatient about it. Like, I know it's coming, but I have maybe a little more than a year left. But it's everything. It's home.
Yeah.
It's job. It's the state that I grew up in. It will be everything, and you are right.
Yeah.
But it is nerve-wracking, and I'm alone, you know, with the two kids, and so I'm always looking for some kind of guidance with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also about meeting someone, maybe to have a partner, so I don't have to do everything alone. You feel any
mm-hmm.
of that energy? You're 100% right. Let me give you that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, you're in a place too where your life is moving into a point where this part of your journey is about you. You know, you've lived your life up to now for everybody else. You know, for your children, for your family, for your work, for, you know, you've lived your life. And according to what you felt or were taught or were conditioned to believe you were supposed to be doing. So now you're in a place in this next year of the universe is saying, so what do you want to do? If the slate is wiped completely clear and you get to start all over and you get to recreate yourself from this point of absolute clarity, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want in your life?
I'm going to do all those things.
Yeah.
I don't want to do them alone.
No, but when you get to that point, that's what I was getting to, it's when you get to that point that this partner is coming into view, because you've moved into a place of honoring self, and you do understand that this next part of the journey is about you and your happiness and really finding that joy in life and the wonder in life, so reconnecting with that. So that's what you're going to find within this next year, and I do feel like the connection may be before the end of the next year is up, or within this next year. This year holds so much at so many different levels for so many people, if they're ready to embrace it, and you always have a choice. So the connecting with the new partner has to do with the many different changes that are coming in for you as this next year comes to an end for you, as you were talking about with all the different changes. It is a complete transformation, and this partner is already there waiting. It's like I can see the eyes, and it's like he's watching his clock, you know. He's already there waiting on you, but it has to do with you're getting to that point of being absolutely ready, so there's no distraction, there's no conflicts, and there's no doubt in your heart that this is absolutely where you want to be and who you want to be with.
Okay. Sounds good.
So it's just a matter of being a little more patient. You said you're gonna, you know, you're taking the wheel. You're gonna make it happen. You're gonna make the shifts. You know, and that's the strength that's coming to you right now. It's coming through mother and grandmother energy for you right now.
Ooh.
You're 100% supported by those energies and moving forward. So know that they're around you, and they're kind of what I see is them kind of pushing you along. You know, they've gotten their hands on your back, and they're saying, this is it. You're doing it. You're doing excellent, because you're receiving a lot of strength for them as you're moving through this next year.
You know, it's wonderful that you say this, because I wanted to always ask someone, how much influence can they actually have from the other side?
Sometimes. They can, and I learned this from my mother, who's on the other side and has been there for over 26 years now. She passed on after a 3-year battle with cancer, and she was so stuck in her own stuff in the physical world that she could not get to that place of healing, and she had created a lot of dysfunctional energy for family that had been passed down through generations. And so it was only when she passed over and she became one of my closest guides from the other side, that she helped me to understand what light beings we are, and how from that other side, she actually helped me to heal everything in my life that was dysfunctional that she ever created.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such a healing that took place, you know, during those years that she was really strong. She's still there, but, you know, she's there as a proud mama behind me now, and she's always clapping for me and cheering for me and all, but she had to help me through that healing, and she couldn't get there on the physical plane herself. So it was only by passing over that she was able to heal herself and help me to heal as well. So they can facilitate a tremendous amount from us, for us, from the other side, when they can't even seem to get there and open up the physical plane.
Okay, so she can have an influence. I don't know how many minutes you
have
to walk away from the computer, but I'm just going to tell you real quickly, about 19 months ago I had a near-death experience, and I went on the other side. But I didn't see my mom or anything, but I completely changed. And now it's a physical manifestation. It's like I want to move across the country, and a lot of things are going to start happening. But
yeah,
until that happened to me, which I was 50 when it happened, 51, I would pray to my mom, and I would say, you were as helpful there as you are here. You're not helping me. You know, like, Yeah. And then I said, wait, maybe they can't. Like, so for you to say that they can, it's been a really bothering me question, like, can they influence?
Absolutely they can. Absolutely they can. They can absolutely help us from the
great
other side.
To know.
Yeah, absolutely. And what she is helping to guide you. Yes, absolutely. She loves it. They love it when we call them and they get really excited. Talk to her, you know, just like you would if she were sitting across the table from you. And what you'll begin to notice if you just pay attention to the little things, you may all of a sudden have a smell that comes through the room that reminds you of her. Or you may all of a sudden see her favorite song comes on the radio or, you know, that kind of, or you may see something across the TV, may have her name on it, her first name, you know, that kind of thing. Just pay attention because they'll give us validation that they're there, they're listening to us, they can hear what we're saying, and they're supporting us and helping us along. And she absolutely is there. And I pick up not just mother but grandmother energy. They're really there helping you to make some of these decisions. They were there when you had your near-death experience, helping you to know that there was a part of your journey that was not complete yet, and this is why you came back.
Mm-hmm.
And now this part of the journey is about you.
I hope so, because I'm still bringing those two kids and all the, you know what I mean, all the responsibilities, they're all coming with me.
So, but you know what, you've got, you're surrounded by love and support, that strong motherly love and support. So know that you are not alone, even though you are, you know, a single mom, you are not alone.
Okay. That's
okay.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And blessings on your journey.
That meant a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
You know, I love everything you shared with everyone. It's so wonderful. It's so right on, and I know that it makes these women feel so blessed to talk to you. Madra, the one thing that always kind of gets to me is faith. And, you know, if we can have as much faith as the mustard seed and blah, 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 we can have anything.
Right.
And I know that there are ways that when you said – a while ago about your faith was so strong in something. I forget what it was. But I think that not just me, but I get that from a lot of people, is that we don't think we can have faith in a higher power that maybe, well, where was it when we needed it? And why didn't, you know, why isn't it here now? Have you got any words about that?
Well, for me, when I've always been an eternal optimist. I mean, all of my life, I have been one of the ones that sees the glass half full. Okay, and I joke about this, but literally, I have what's like a tattoo on the inside of my brain that says "Good will prevail." So I've always been one of faith, a very strong faith. One of my major guides is Yeshua. So that's another, you know, that's another part of it as well, but. For me, I've always been able to go into a meditative prayer, and when I say that again, it's about, you know, you finding that mantra, whether it's the serenity prayer or whatever it is that works for you. But when you're in that place where you're doubting, when you're questioning, whenever you're in that place, you're in your head. That's where questions come from. They come from wanting to know, wanting to understand everything. And what my guidance has shown me is, one, you don't have to understand everything to know that there's magic all around us and there's miracles all around us. So, you know, my best suggestion is to it's in that moment that you feel that those questions and that doubt that requires you the most to get still, be quiet, and go into prayer or go into meditation. You know, I call it meditative prayer, and I'll go into repeating certain prayers or mantras. And another good way of bringing yourself to that center is with the left hand, which is the hand that's connected to the heart, by placing that on your heart chakra or over your chest area and holding it there for a, you know, a brief period of time while you focus on several deep breaths. And in those few moments, you will actually feel yourself coming back to center. You feel a calm settle over yourself, and you feel renewed in that faith or that trust in going forward. So, you know, anytime, you know, a lot of time people are so, these days, so sensitive, so empathic to other people's energies that when you have a moment of question or doubt like that, it might not even be your own. It might be that you're picking up on somebody else's energy. It might be that you're picking up on the collective. So, again, using that left hand over the heart or over the chest area and just holding it in that place while you focus on several deep breaths and just asking for clarity, asking for guidance, or going into that prayer mode where, you know, I say a grateful, an attitude of gratitude. So in that moment of it, it's just expressing infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. You know, you'll move into a place of peace and calm and clarity, and it's in that place that you feel that faith.
That was wonderful. And I love everything you shared about that. And, I mean, everyone has their own thing, too, about how they build their faith. And I think that, again, that's where that peace of mind, peace in your heart, where you know, that even though you don't have someone in your life or that, you know, you're by yourself, it feels good to be there.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Well, all right. Well, this has been a great evening, and I just really appreciate you getting online and helping me and everybody else that's called in.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I always enjoy sharing time with you and sharing with those who connect in with us.
Yes. Well, tell them one more time how they can reach you.
Okay. My email address is motherwind14@gmail.com. And my phone number is 901-827-0023.
Okay, and so they can just email you or call you if they want to have a question or want to have a session with you.
Absolutely. I do phone sessions for readings. I also do long-distance healing as well. So they can connect with me either way, and we can set something up.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, Annie, I know that you're still online. I wondered if she was there.
Yes.
That's a question. Hey, did you have anything you wanted to say to Madra this evening?
Well, I just thought it was a wonderful show, and I loved how you were able to help these people, and I mean, was right on. They were excited to hear from you.
Awesome.
Do you have anything, I mean, do you see anything in the near future for me?
I'm actually seeing some flowers around you right now. And to me, flowers are an extension of love and support. It's like somebody's going to be presenting you with some flowers. And it doesn't necessarily feel like it's a special occasion. It just feels like one of those times when they want to show their love to you or their appreciation to you. So there's some gratitude from someone close by you that's coming through in the next couple of weeks that's going to make you feel really good. It's almost like this person you really didn't even know that this person was paying attention or that they were going, that you were having an influence over them. It feels more like a friend or family, some close by like that, but anyway, it's something they want to do, something to make you smile. It's because you've done something for them, so it's like there's some special joy coming in for you over the next month, very unexpected through this particular person, these channels. So and this is going to be amplified by also the work that you do. So there's some things coming back around full circle for you in the next couple of months where you've been doing the work yourself. And so the universe, it's like payback time.
Good.
In a very divine and light way.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm open to receive.
Absolutely.
No, I have taken on a huge task. So that's I moved my mom in with me last year, so.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yes, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. So, but you are definitely loved, and the universe is about to share some of that with you and show you how much you're loved for all that you do.
Well, thank you, honey. That is great.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. And blessings
now
on
that,
your journey.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Blessings on your journey, Madra. You are awesome, honey, and I just know that everybody that listens to the show had quite a few people in the chat room tonight, too. So I know they love that and hope they will give you a call soon and get a reading with you or come and get do the bowls.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Coming back there.
Those are wonderful.
I'll be back in May. I'm going to do my best to get over to see you guys when I get
back.
Well,
we hope so. Yeah. We hope you won't come through and not come see us. We'll treat
That's
you.
That's right. Oh, that would be awesome. Well, thank you very much, and you have a great
evening.
Thank you. And
thank you.
I want to thank everyone for getting online tonight, and we will see you next Monday.
Awesome. Y'all have a great week. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.